WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board holds a special meeting today at noon.
Bryan School Board members will again be behind closed doors with their lawyer to discuss two items. The agenda also notes there may be action following the executive session. The board will consider pending or contemplated litigation or a settlement offer, which officials will not say whether that's related to the departure of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace last September. The other executive session item is the board's pending hearing before state authorities opposing the expansion of a ceramics plant in West Bryan. Before the private meeting, the board will consider changes to student dress codes for next year and possibly change salaries of unidentified campus administrators. The agenda for the open meeting also includes an update on developing next year's budget, which may or may not include asking voters for a property tax increase of 2 cents. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan College Station's Metropolitan Planning Organization's Policy Board will consider adopting their 2050 highway plan this afternoon. The MPO's Executive Director Dan Rudge says the final recommendations come after 10 public meetings and more than 2,000 comments. There will be time for public comment today. Then the five-member board has three options on how to proceed.
They will adopt it as recommended by the TAC. They can make minor modifications to it and then approve it, or they can send it back to the TAC and ask for additional changes.
Today's MPO meeting starts at 2 in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room located inside the County Administration Building. Another project approved by College Station School District voters 3.5 years ago is about to start. That's after the board awarded a contract to convert the former purchasing building into the district's new technology department. CSISD's facilities director John Hall responded to a board member's question about who is testing construction materials.
The checks and balances, it's more of a third-party quality control type thing.
The total budget for the renovation is nearly $2 million. What started as a verbal argument near the Northgate District early Saturday morning resulted in a physical fight that landed one man in the hospital with a broken jaw. College Station police have not disclosed if they know what caused the dispute along University near Boyette. The victim wound up in the street after being struck by two of three Hispanic men involved in the initial altercation. No arrests have been announced. Summertime heat and humidity are back following our first brush with tropical storms. Speaking on our show, the City of Bryan's Emergency Management Director, Jerry Henry, says there are volunteer opportunities to assist when natural and man-made disasters take place.
The CERT program and also some training that we do that's called Are You Ready? We've also got volunteers that do search dog network, all kinds of things that we utilize to make things all work and coordinate the best outcome we can of an incident.
For more information about CERT, which stands for Community Emergency Response Team, or the Are You Ready program, you can contact the Brazos County Emergency Operations Center. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit ctwp.com today.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for today. Chance of a few showers or thunderstorms as well. 85 to 90, a few evening showers, then clouds, and low 70s overnight. Partial sunshine with a few showers or thunderstorms again Tuesday, upper 80s. Partly sunny with a thunderstorm Wednesday, high temperature, low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look forward to the College World Series, which will see Florida going head-to-head with LSU in Omaha. Meanwhile, the Bombers pick up last night's rain-delayed game later this afternoon, and the Astros capped off their road series against the Mariners with a win, while the Rangers also earned a double W against the Yankees in New York. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, there you are. This was kind of making the rounds on Friday afternoon, and in case you didn't hear about it, the state of California, yeah, we've talked about it many times. We're glad we're not California here.
Right.
State of California is not happy with the state of Texas. And so basically what's happened is that the attorney general for the state of California says that the new Texas law that discriminates against LGBT people is now to the point that California will ban any state-funded travel to Texas.
Yep.
Okay? Can't come here if you're a state official. At least we're not going to be paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there. Now, the announcement of this happened back, I don't know, maybe 3-4 days ago, and then it hit the fan on Friday. But Texas is not alone. California will not pay for state officials to go to Texas, Alabama, Kentucky, South Dakota, Kansas, Mississippi, North Carolina, or Tennessee. So, there you are. Now,
sounds like someone's being intolerant.
Doesn't it? Now, the deal is, though, there's a whole bunch of other stuff involved here, not the least of which would be football games.
Because,
for instance, I think San Jose State is supposed to play the University of Texas in Austin this year. Well, technically, sounds like they wouldn't be able to go. I'm not thinking really the state funds pay for that. You know,
right.
They can do something to hide it. But football coaches and basketball coaches are going, well, wait a minute. Wait, we're playing these people, and we've already got these things in place, and we can't really be changing that. So
it will affect more than, you know, just the state government people.
Very true. Tourism is very big in Texas. It's the second largest industry, as a matter of fact. Losses in the industry have real impact on Texans, and so they think there'll be a ripple effect. So we will march on Austin and tell them to change the law because we're not getting that California business. It's just killing us.
Yep.
So just we need to go ahead and bend our rules so that they're just the same as California's so that we can have Californians come here and tell us how we ought to be doing stuff.
Of
right?
course.
Somehow or other, I think there are 49 other states that we could, 48 other states that we could probably get money to come in here.
I would think so.
Yeah, I think you're all right. Yeah.
Now, but that now brings up something else. If you remember back in March, we were talking about how the Texas Alcoholic and Beverage Commission leadership was going to wine conferences out in California.
Good point.
And spending our money.
So this is basically just going to save us money.
That's what I'm are we going to demand that not happen now to make sure that nobody goes out to California from Texas, especially to spend money on stuff like wine? Just saying.
I think maybe.
All right. So thank you, California, for opening our eyes to this. Later on today, we'll do the list of most popular dog breeds.
Okay.
Did you see that the ugliest dog competition was held?
I did.
It's an ugly dog.
Martha is not the cutest thing.
Aww.
Well, first, it's a mastiff, okay, which is not your typical pet.
Mm.
I mean, there are certain... I mean, if you own a certain kind of car, you can't have a mastiff as a pet because you wouldn't be able to get it in the car. But nonetheless, 125 pounds.
Yeah.
And
I feel like 100 pounds of that is wrinkles.
Yeah. Well, you
skin.
Know, because that's how they look. You know,
yeah.
They've got a lot
yeah.
of extra face.
I'm just glad a newer breed or a different breed won this year. Because it's usually one of those like crested Chinese.
Yeah. Ugly dogs.
Ugly dogs with like no teeth and the tongue sticks out. And
bug eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So it was nice that they changed it up a bit this year.
Well, they tell us that Martha is 3 years old and reportedly gassy.
And lazy.
Yeah. She has a sweet nature, a lumbering gait, and the dangling jowls that drooled all over the place while she napped and snored during the competition.
Oh, how
See,
funny.
That's what you like is when you've got a dog who doesn't want to work for the gig, okay?
Exactly.
She's not so ugly. She's just droopy.
Hello?
To touch back on that travel ban right quick, if we were in the world where A&M found college professors.
Yeah. That's now think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Can they come here? They can't come here.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for us to go there. So there.
Yep.
Just to. Oh, by the way, I did go to look at the Burlington College. I just went to Google Images of Burlington College, and yeah, you're right.
I haven't been in a while, but.
Well, but here's the deal. I mean, and like anything else, any pictures of their campus that they generate.
Should be the best out there.
And they've got some of those, but then they've got some others.
Uh-huh.
And it does look kind of like I don't know when the building was built, but it's got those fire escapes,
uh-huh.
you know, steps in the back. And it's basically a building. It's a couple of buildings.
Yeah.
But it does. It looks like a creepy New England camp where strength don't go down that hall.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, it's closed now, so it doesn't matter, but I think you're right. All right, so pop quiz. What is the definition of the word wealth? Well, if you're 65% of U.S. Americans, it has nothing to do with your net worth. CNBC reports a new study by Charles Schwab discovered that most of us think having good physical health trumps money. Even, do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Squeezing in a sweat session could increase your bottom line, as a matter of fact. Tom Corley, who's the author, claims that 76% of rich people exercise for half an hour or more per day. In fact, Virgin Atlantic mastermind Richard Branson credits the business and personal success that he has had to making health and fitness a top priority and says he's much more productive after biking or kite surfing or a game of tennis. Now, Richard, that's cool, man. I mean, you own an island or two.
Yeah.
He's
got the time, money, resources, all that stuff to do that.
Well, see, and that's it. I think if you talk to a mom who's got three kids and you ask her about that, you know, yeah, sure, she'd feel a whole lot better and a whole lot more productive if she could do that.
Right.
Yeah. But she's got a life that
she's
has to lead.
She's got things to do.
She does have to do those things. And while she would enjoy being able to play tennis and kite surf and all that, I know that probably make her feel more productive as well. Just remember that she's got to do that.
Yeah.
So,
rich people, I get it. So if you're already wealthy rich-wise, then you can do those other things that are supposed to make you rich.
It makes sense that these rich people want to like go out and exercise and stuff, though, because you can't spend that money if you're not around to spend
it. Exactly right.
You know?
So they stay healthy as they can. All right, so now Friday, I think you referenced somebody said, why does Scott say...
US American.
Yeah. Gub. So here we go. Okay. All right.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Okay, there you go.
There's the U.S.
What
Americans.
What an awful question.
Yeah, it was. This
like,
is...
yes, everyone talks about the answer, and it was awful. It was so bad and so embarrassing. But what an awkward question.
This was from the Miss Teen USA pageant in 2007.
Basically, why do you think Americans are dumb?
Yes, mm-hmm. And that was Miss South Carolina giving that answer. And it's interesting because we, in the subsequent time that we discussed it, Chase had made the point one time, if you see the answer written out, then it doesn't look nearly as weird.
Bad as her saying
and,
it.
And empty as that
yeah.
is. And,
but yeah, I've never really listened to the question until now.
Yeah.
And it's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't she?
Of all the things to ask her.
Why can't she just say education in America sucks now because we don't learn that kind of thing?
And that's, how do you answer that and sound, you know, like you are...
And she's
proud of your country.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. And if you haven't heard it, I mean, there's a possibility that you haven't. So if you haven't heard it, we'll go back. But that's where we got U.S. Americans because that's what she says at the beginning of her answer. But here she goes. Okay.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so. Because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
So yeah. We'll be able to
even written out.
It never gets old.
No.
Too.
It's bad.
Just, it's yeah, that's terrible.
We'll be able
where
to build
did South Africa come from?
I know. And the Iraq.
And the Iraq.
Uh-huh. Well,
oh, poor thing.
And the thing is, I don't know what the other questions were that they asked
the
young ladies on that show. Were they as off the wall as that? And I guess you can't look at the person and go, "Are you kidding me?"
Right.
Exactly.
You have to answer
it. What kind of question is that? Give me something better.
Anyway, so there. All right, well, let's turn our attention to what's important in America, and that is, really, indoor axe throwing.
Oh. Of course.
I mean, if gun ranges and archery ranges are too tame for you, now there is the Valhalla Indoor Axe Throwing Place in western Pennsylvania.
Can be a Viking.
Now, yeah, I mean, if you think about that, and I don't know, you guys might look it up, Valhalla Indoor Axe Throwing, because they apparently have a link. So how far do you get to throw the axe, or do you throw the axe? Do they give you a bucket of axes? Because it's not safe, certainly, to throw the axe and then go
and then
get
go
it.
Retrieve it.
Because there are going to be other people probably throwing axes at things.
The nice thing is that the axes are reusable.
That's
unlike
true.
Gun ammo.
That's right.
Bullets,
you don't have to worry about
you know?
There's no shell casings that have to be picked up. You don't have to go back out and dig out the lead. So anyway, do we know anything about this?
The best part about is one of the, I'm looking at Trib Live. It's a, I guess, a media outlet.
Okay.
But the picture of the old man about to throw the axe at a target, his shirt says, caring people, caring for you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not really sure.
Good.
I think it's just it's some like Health Network shirt he has on.
Okay.
But it's just really bizarre with an axe in his hand.
Not what you'd expect.
It looks like each lane kind of has a like a gate between it, too. So maybe you do go get the same axe. Because I'm not seeing like a bucket of axes next to him or anything like that.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, no. And there's a wood, like a wood block target at the end hung up on the wall.
Does it say how much it costs to do this? I see it says purchase a gift card for $20, $40, $100, or $250, which would be... I mean, now you think about that. I mean, you get a chance to get a gift card from an indoor axe-throwing company, and it's, I don't know, can you bring your own axe?
That's a good question.
Is there competition involved? Could you wager that you could... hit the target more often?
You know, I would think that you could bring your own axe. If you can bring your own gun or your own bow. Yeah.
I wonder where else we have indoor axe.
It's good, clean, adult fun for everyone.
Oh, is that what it says?
Oh,
well, sure, why not? And I would think a gift card from that. especially if it's got a logo on it.
You are right, Brad. They have a little Viking helmet.
Oh, yeah.
They're all about the...
That's what Valhalla is, you know? It's like Viking heaven.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, so there you are. It's Axe
Book a party, a corporate event, or fun. Oh, you could even join a league.
I think we need to do some...
Or just walk in and have a good time.
Brian Broadcasting team building.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's book it.
Where you go? Well, I got axe throwing tonight. You know, I got to go do that.
Got axed at work today.
Well, that's...
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep. Today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5. Would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I'm a little curious about this. Why exactly did you get into the pool building business?
You know, Brad, it was one of those, like most people, you don't start out your life and say, I want to be a swimming pool builder. That's never the case. For me, it was just a case of wanting to help people to allow people to fulfill a dream, and swimming pool sounded a lot of fun back then. Now, obviously, we've grown into a good-sized organization that services customers' every need, but the core and the base behind it, I got into it because it's a service business, and everyone in our company is committed to taking care of the customer every single day.
That's great. Of course, the kids are out of school now, so now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun Pool. Of course, you're going to get free interest for up to 36 months. They make it really easy to get financed over there, and for a limited time, you can use your Sunshine Fun Splash Cash towards one of their fun features, including a free slide. You could get a free basketball or volleyball goal. Lots of things to choose from. Ask them about it and give them a call today, 979-690-333. Or check them out online, sunshinefunpools.com. Don't wait.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kairos. Kairos Truck Center. Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
726, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're talking axe thrower. Hey, what's up this morning?
Hello there. How y'all doing?
Man, we're doing great. Well, you were telling me about axe throwing.
Yeah, we have a group of men that's a part of our church. They're called Frontiersmen, Christian Frontiersmen. We do not use anything created before 1870 when we're in our camping or we're, you know, getting together and having an assembly.
Yeah.
We do axe throwing, hatchet throwing, and knife throwing.
How do you keep score?
Well, the competition first is who's sticking the most to the logs.
Okay.
On the throws. So if your axe bounce off or your hatchet bounce off, whatever, you know, you don't get a point for that. And then after you get more into the serious, you know, the finalist guys, you go for who can hit the center.
How far?
As close to it.
How far are you throwing it?
15 to 20 feet.
Okay. And so how young is the youngest member, would you think?
Usually around 18 is the youngest, because before that, there are a group of kids called Royal Rangers.
All right. And how old's the oldest?
The oldest one that I have known was over 60, so I would say about 63 to 67.
Okay, so now you're in the Bryan College Station area?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now, and then do they have competitions like statewide of frontiersmen or
Every 3 years we meet at our national campgrounds in Montana. There's also other campgrounds that you can meet at throughout the years. We also have a campground just west of here called Camp MacAttack. There's one up in Maypearl, Texas,
yeah, okay,
which is right outside Waxahachie.
Okay, very good. Hey, listen, thank you. I appreciate the call this morning.
That's not a problem at all. It's a lot of fun to do it.
Yeah, sounds like
that's
it.
That's awesome.
Okay. But they come home and they watch TV like the rest of us.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, but that's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
All right, you throw 15 to 20 feet.
Man.
Once again, it doesn't matter what we talk about.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. All right, we got to go. Let's do some weather real quick. Weather's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. All right, we got a chance of showers really all week long, anywhere from 20 up to 50%. We're at about 40% today. The good news is that we're going to have a lot of cloud cover, which will keep the temperatures down. Probably won't get any higher than about 91 or 92. However, we're going to have high humidities all the way through the week. Again, we're looking at 50% chance tomorrow and then again on Thursday. And right now, it's okay because we got northeasterly winds and it's 71.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
So after the Republican Senate released their bill to repeal Obamacare, Obama posted a long essay on Facebook. Typical Obama, full of intellectual, flowery rhetoric, deep in the weeds and a lot of BS. It would be pointless to go through it line by line. Obama and the Democrats who shoved Obamacare down our throats only want one thing, and that's to save his wretched political legacy. There's no nice way to put this, folks. Obama lied. He told us Obamacare would lower the cost curve of health care. It didn't. He said premiums would go down $2,500 a month. They didn't. Many people can't even afford their deductibles now. Obama said over and over, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Lie and lie. Millions lost their plans and their doctors and had to pay more for worse coverage. Obama raised taxes to pay for all this and then used the IRS to punish those who didn't fall in line. Obamacare has literally crippled the American economy and American health care. The individual mandate killed millions of full-time jobs. Other mandates made religious people pay for policies that violated their faith, forcing them to sue for relief. Obamacare cost America money, jobs, and medical care, but mostly our freedom. Republicans are finally in position to repeal it. They have to seize the day. They have to do what they promise. There's no excuses here. End this now, once and for all.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
My friends, there is a common assumption about identity theft. Many people think it's just credit card fraud, but that's only one form of identity theft. And if you're just monitoring your credit and checking your bank statements, you could miss other forms of identity theft, like your personal information being sold on the dark web, or even somebody draining your 401k. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join now and get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush. Or call them at 800-440-4833. Make sure you use the promo code RUSH. LifeLock.com/RUSH and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:33. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Final action could be taken this afternoon on future highway plans in the Twin Cities. Dan Rudge of the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization says they took into account what developers might do in the year 2050.
And that was one of the issues that we dealt with a lot, was trying to balance the concerns of the agricultural operations throughout the county with the potential for development encroaching upon them because of where we've placed proposed roadways.
There are also a pair of long-term statewide projects that affected the local highway plan. One is the new Interstate 14 eventually coming through the Twin Cities, and we would be impacted if a deep water port is built off the Gulf of Mexico in Freeport.
And if that becomes a reality, they will have a road constructed that would bypass downtown Houston and would essentially end right where State Highway 6 and 290 meet in Hempstead. So that traffic would then come straight up State Highway 6 towards us.
The recommendations followed 10 public meetings and more than 2,000 comments. Today's meeting of the MPO Policy Board starts at 2 in the Brazos County Commission's meeting room in the County Administration Building. Last Monday night, the Bryan School Board spent 3 hours behind closed doors with their lawyer. This afternoon, there's a special meeting, in part, to resume their secret discussion on two topics.
The difference is that the agenda for today's meeting indicates possible action following the executive session. The action could involve the Bryan School Board's upcoming hearing before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, where the board opposes the expansion of a ceramics plant in West Bryan. And or the possible action might involve a legal matter that the board and district officials won't confirm or deny involves the buyout of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace last September. Before the executive session, Bryan board members will receive another update on developing next year's budget, which may or may not include asking voters for a property tax increase that would also generate more state revenue. Action might be taken on changes to the district's dress code and or changing salaries of unidentified campus administrators. Today's meeting starts at noon at the Bryan ISD Central Office. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
College Station school board members at their last meeting approved spending nearly $2 million to turn the former purchasing building into the district's new technology headquarters. In response to a board member's question, Facilities Director John Hall says a third party will be testing construction materials.
That's where we check concrete to make sure that our compressive strength on our concrete cylinders are correct, and if we have to do any dirt work, testing density, asphalt, that sort of thing.
This is part of a bond issue approved by CSISD voters in November 2013. College Station Police has not announced any arrests in a weekend assault where the victim was beaten unconscious and left on University Drive in the Northgate District. The man was taken to the hospital for treatment of a broken jaw. Investigators were told Saturday, just after 2 a.m., the victim and three Hispanic men were arguing about something that has not been disclosed when two of the three suspects punched the man in the face. Four more children in Texas have died after being left inside vehicles during hot weather. In Weatherford, west of Fort Worth, the Parker County Sheriff's Office arrested a woman after determining she left her 2-year-old daughter and 16-month-old son were placed in a hot car to teach the girl a lesson. Investigators were told the mother went back into her home, smoked marijuana, and took a 2-hour nap. In Fort Worth, police say a 3-year-old boy died after he climbed into a parked car in his yard. Investigators believe he was in the car for at least 45 minutes as outdoor temperatures approached 100 degrees. And in Houston, police continue to investigate the death of a 7-month-old boy who died after he was left in a car while his father was inside working. Local emergency management officials were among those monitoring the first tropical storm of the season. The city of Bryan's emergency management director, Jerry Henry, says preparations never stop for natural and man-made disasters. Henry, speaking on our show, says they are in constant contact with other agencies.
We've got shelters and things committed that are going to work with us, and also the animals. But we've worked real hard with the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. They step up and help us with feeding and sheltering and so forth.
Henry invites those who are interested in becoming volunteers when disasters take place to go through training that's available from the Brazos County Emergency Operations Center. An already busy intersection in Bryan has become more congested. City officials say there will be various lane closures on Villa Maria at Carter Creek at the site of the new Sol Ross Elementary School. The work by city contractors began over the weekend with the start of replacing traffic signals through September. Expect lane closures on weekdays between 8 and 5 as contractors finish installing new signals, repaving streets, and replacing sidewalks. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville and is insured by the FDIC and is an equal housing lender.
Bubba Dixon here. Seeing that satisfied look on a customer's face when they discover their Tomlite experience is truly amazing. Sometimes, though, coming to the store isn't always an option. That's okay. We'll come to you. Shop Tomlite.com to search our entire selection, find a great deal, and even arrange to have us deliver your new Chevy to your home or office absolutely free. That's the Tomlite experience. That's the Tomlite difference. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tomlite Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Grand Champ Roofing builds and repairs roofs Texas tough to stand up to whatever Mother Nature throws at it. When Texas tough weather hits hard, Grand Champ Roofing is the only call you need to make. The best service team, best lifetime warranty, best prices. These things make Grand Champ Roofing Texas tough. It's not a tough decision, it's the right decision. Go with Grand Champ Roofing. We're Texas tough. Find us at GrandChampRoofing.com.
Good morning, 741 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Checking some weather, sponsored by the folks at Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for today. Chance of a few showers or thunderstorms as well. 85 to 90, a few evening showers then clouds, and low 70s overnight. Partial sunshine with a few showers or thunderstorms again Tuesday, upper 80s. Partly sunny with a thunderstorm Wednesday, high temperature, low 90s. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the finals of the College World Series begin tonight with Florida facing off against LSU. Meanwhile, the Astros win another one and claim the road series with the Mariners, while the Rangers took down the Yankees in New York. And Jordan Spieth earned the victory at the Travelers Championship. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So I think they got it right. I think they got probably the two teams that are playing the best baseball right now.
Yeah. Yep.
In the College World Series.
So. SEC.
Yeah.
SEC.
Of course. Anyway, yeah, we can, A&M can say, hey, they beat LSU
us
twice.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, you know, that was a long time ago, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of different. But that's okay. It's a pretty good college baseball.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, so back to the axe throwing. There is, in fact, a World Axe Throwing League. Did you
Excellent.
Know that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, got a logo of a guy throwing an axe. And there is a place in Houston. Imagine that. It's called Houston Axe. And it's just off the Southwest Freeway.
Okay.
And Bel Air Boulevard. So, I mean, you can go over there.
Go check it out.
And They say it's a great team-building situation.
That's what I said. We need to go do a now, Brian Broadcasting team-building mission.
And there they provide the axes.
Okay.
What if you have one that's perfectly weighted for your throw?
They don't want to hear about it. Oh. The only other thing they said is you have to wear closed-toed shoes.
Oh, probably a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I think
One little drop or mishandle situation, and there goes your big toe.
Would not be good. All right, so did you hear about the retirement community in Florida? Here we go.
No.
They came in with the SWAT team fully
geared up and with their guns drawn.
A little over a month ago, some of the neighbors came to us and said and suspected some type of drug activity.
Just at the retirement home. That this is happening in the villages, but things like this are happening everywhere.
We actually found some golf cart parts as well. We have had some golf carts have been stolen in the neighborhood within the villages here, and we are trying to tie possibly these parts into some of the stolen vehicles.
It is sad that, you know, family would take advantage of the elderly like that.
You know, you talk about urban areas where they have gun violence and drugs and chop shops. You don't expect it to be in the villages, which is a 55 and over community in Florida.
Right.
Again, an old man who hasn't been identified lived in the home where the chop shop was found. A golf cart chop shop, okay, where they steal golf carts and chop them up.
What is he doing, like putting spinners on the rims and stuff like that?
I'm not sure. He says he didn't know about it. His niece had moved in to take care of him, and she brought four other shady friends with her to run the drugs and do the golf carts going on there. Crime in the villages in Florida. I mean, we've seen those commercials. That's where, you know, like Barry Manilow goes and plays.
Yeah.
You know, for old people. Oh, okay. Just to let you know.
It's getting bad everywhere.
You're not safe from it no matter what. So, I don't know exactly where this happened. An off-duty police, it was in Texas, but I don't know exactly where in Texas. An off-duty police officer in a restaurant in Texas noticed a man at the next table looking at him. He seemed familiar, but the officer couldn't place him until the man asked if he was still a cop. Well, then it clicked. The officer had arrested this man a few years ago for robbery.
Oh.
There you go. Well, officer finishes his meal, gets in his car, gets on the radio just to check and see if this guy by chance has escaped from jail.
Mm-hmm.
He had.
Turns out.
By the time backup arrived, the escaped prisoner had snuck out the back of the restaurant, so we don't know how it's ended up now.
Oh,
but,
man.
Nope.
Why do you say to him, are you still a cop?
Right.
Yeah. If you're in a...
Because even if he's not,
yep,
and he still recognizes you, let's say he retired, probably, he still has friends.
If you're an escaped prisoner, you don't want to draw attention to yourself. That's kind of like escape prisoner 101 there.
Well,
right?
That's probably it. All right. Happy 20th birthday today to...
Harry Potter.
Wow. Did you do those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you were really
huge
into that.
Huge Harry Potter
fan. Is
that
right?
Okay.
All right. Well, and again, look, anything that draws young people to the printed word,
yeah,
I think is a really pretty good thing.
Yep.
And Harry Potter certainly has done. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone published
Sorcerer's
in the UK.
Stone. Sorry.
What? It says Philosopher's Stone on mine.
Really?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, it's
whoever
the
wrote that's wrong.
Yeah, okay, that's why I wanted to get it. I don't even know enough to know. The initial print was 500 copies. Oh, that
wow.
No, that was, that's what it was called originally.
It was originally
became
called, okay.
Became a smash almost overnight, published in the U.S.
Okay.
As Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
I mean, I did the whole, like, waiting in line at midnight for the next book type of thing.
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I think I only did that for one or two of the movies, but for the book, I would go wait in
so
line.
And you've made fun of me for being so nerdy.
Right, so you plowed through all of them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Multiple times.
All right. Staying up late at night when you should
yep
be sleeping to
yep
read. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I understand, but that's okay. But it must have been really well written, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that good for them. It's and she's made a lot of money. And you
so
know
much money.
Oh, yeah.
Not and remember, like, her whole story, she started writing these on, like, a napkin. She was, like, homeless and a single mom and had nothing. And had this world in her head that she, you know, managed to
how creative
write
yeah
on paper.
Well,
yep,
and again, it continues to this day to draw.
Oh, absolutely.
To draw young people into
there's
books.
There's a whole freaking world at Disney World.
Yeah, that's
yeah
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they've certainly monetized it.
Mm-hmm.
But
and they're
again
making more movies even yeah with the Fantastic Beasts ones
sure
and stuff like that.
Well, right. I don't think there's any evidence that that says anything different. You get a child to start reading, and it opens up a whole new world to them. It makes them want to learn about stuff. And it's, it's a good thing, and not enough kids are doing it, that's for sure. So happy birthday, Harry Potter, 748 right now.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding mowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Printer today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Printer can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Printer today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You can learn a lot about what to do in marriage by observing other married couples. And with such observations, you can also learn what not to do. Like the couple a friend of mine met for dinner one night. The man was a chef, but when he was asked about his profession, his wife cut him down to size before he even had a chance to speak up. She said, "He's not a chef, he's just a cook. A chef prepares things. He just heats things up." The truth was, he ran a fully staffed kitchen at a retirement home that fed nearly 200 residents 3 times a day. But with a tight operating budget, he couldn't make every meal from scratch. Some days, he and his staff were forced to round out their menu with side items that required heating up. I can't help but wonder what the woman thought she was accomplishing with her remarks. Did she really think that treating her husband with contempt was going to do anything worthwhile for their relationship? Was her husband supposed to feel inspired to offer her back rubs or to have long talks over coffee? I highly doubt it. And before you criticize the wife too quickly, ask yourself if you treat your husband or your wife in a similar way behind closed doors. Is contempt toward your spouse any less damaging when it's done privately? I don't think so. Contempt has never produced a more fulfilling or happier marriage. You need to have contempt for contempt. Cherish your spouse and affirm them. It'll open their heart to you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Have you ever been turned down, rejected, or downright denied because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. We here at National Credit Advisor can help you qualify for that new car you've been dreaming about or that new home you know you deserve. Never again be rejected because of bad credit. Just call us here at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they could finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. We help rebuild your credit score so you can qualify for the home, car, or credit card you deserve. No matter how bad your credit is, just call 1-800-932-7559 today to see how much we can help your credit score. No one is turned away. Call now, 1-800-932-7559. That's 1-800-932-7559. Again, 1-800-932-7559.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, in Omaha, Alex Fajardo pitched 3-hit ball for 7 1/3 shutout innings in a second straight strong performance against TCU, and Florida moved to the College World Series Finals with a 3-0 win. Meanwhile, LSU beat number one national seed Oregon State 6-1 to reach the College World Series Finals. LSU will go head-to-head with the Gators in the best-of-three finals beginning tonight at 6 p.m. Out at Nutribolt, after earning a 5-0 lead in the first three innings, the remainder of the Brazos Valley Bombers game against the Texas Marshals was postponed yesterday due to rain. The game will resume today at 4:30 p.m., with Game 2 set to directly follow at the end of Game 1. Broadcast of both of those games can be heard on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball, George Springer, Yuri Gurriel, and Evan Gattis hit long home runs, and the Houston Astros wrapped up another winning road trip, beating the Seattle Mariners 8-2. Skip A.J. Hinch gives credit to the bullpen as well.
They came up with huge inning, and to a man, they came in and threw very well. Obviously, it's big to get a series win against these guys on the road, the way they've been playing, but we needed all of our guys to step up. The versatility of our pen has been talked about over and over again. It was in full effect today on the field. All those guys came in and did a nice job of stretching themselves to their limitations.
The Astros went 6-1 on this swing and improved to a major league best 29-9 on the road. They also own the top record in baseball at 52-25. The Astros have the night off tonight, but start a three-game series with the A's tomorrow night at Minute Maid. First pitch is set for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in New York,
and here's the pitch. Two swings. It's a high drive to deep right field. That's headed for the short porch. That ball is history into the second deck. A three-run Jimmy Jack for Shin-Soo Chu.
Adrian Beltre, Shin-Soo Chu, and Drew Robinson each homered off Michael Pineda to build a 7-run lead, and the Texas Rangers held on to beat the New York Yankees 7-6. The Rangers improved to 11-5 over their past 16 games. The guys begin a 4-game road series with Cleveland tonight. First pitch for that one set for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Austin, Lance Armstrong's $100 million fraud trial is months away, yet his fight with the government and former teammate-turned-rival Floyd Landis is heating up. Armstrong wants to bar testimony and evidence, including the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency report that led to his downfall. Landis doesn't want Armstrong telling jurors about his own doping history or question his motives in a case that could earn him more than $20 million. Trial is scheduled for November. And out on the links, Jordan Spieth holed out from 60 feet for birdie from a greenside bunker on the first hole of a playoff with Daniel Berger to win the Travelers Championship. The 23-year-old Spieth joined Tiger Woods as the only players in the modern era with 10 victories before they turned 24. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. Time for the deal of the day from the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it is a Ford. It's an F-150 from 2013 with the 3.5-liter EcoBoost. It's four-door and only $23,988. Again, that eco-boosted Ford F-150 2013, $23,988, and available at Team Ford of Navasota. You can see what else you can do to that truck with our friends at Texas Custom Outfitters, who are right there on the property with Team Ford of Navasota, so you can get your car or truck fixed up however you'd like. Tent, music, windows, they do all of it. To get all the details, go to teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right next to Sioux Falls Prater. It's Team Ford of Navasota.
If you're looking for wow-worthy gifts, timeless pieces for your home, or just a fun shopping day with friends, make your way to Vintage 105 in downtown Navasota. At Vintage 105, you'll find an artfully curated selection of shabby chic gifts and home decor, fun accessories, and women's clothing in all sizes. They're also your local Annie Sloan chalk paint stockist, offering painting workshops throughout the year. Open Monday through Saturday at 119 East Washington Avenue in Navasota. Follow Vintage 105 on Facebook and Instagram.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Okay, so John McEnroe apparently making waves again. Did an interview plugging his new book called But Seriously, and McEnroe said, if Serena Williams, the world's number one female player, was to play on the men's circuit, she'd, quote, be like number 700 in the world, end quote.
Oh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hmm.
So, and what he said is, he said, now that doesn't mean that I don't think that Serena's an incredible player. I do, but the reality of what would happen on any given day is Serena would beat some players, I believe, because she's so incredibly strong mentally. But if she had to play the circuit, the men's circuit,
okay,
that would be an entirely different story.
I don't know enough about tennis to know the differences between the men and the women's circuit.
Well, sounds like he's throwing down a gauntlet here, though. Maybe there should be a challenge.
Well, okay, here we go. Remember, Battle of the Sexes, 1973, when it was Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs in the Astrodome. So maybe that's it. Maybe he's trying to do that.
Trying to resurrect that.
Well,
yeah.
That would be kind of fun. I don't know. Serena Williams is quite the athlete by about any measure, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
And I understand maybe what he's saying is top to bottom, the men's tour is tougher, but, well, all right. Well, just remember, he did that yesterday while plugging a book.
Yep.
So at least people are talking about it, and if it ever comes to fruition.
What it's about.
All right. 89 for a high today, 40% chance of showers, 71 now, WTAW, College Station.